cladding.
The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else?
Adam's with us. Morning. It's getting a bit tense in the Gulf.
Hi, Steve. The standoff continues. Of course, Britain has an Iranian tanker. Iran has a British tanker, and never the twain shall meet. But today, the Iranian ambassador to London, suggested a swap. The foreign secretary, who is a new guy, Dominic Raab, has said, well, the belief is the two were seized for very different reasons, so he's not up for it. And anyway, he's new in the job, frankly. He's getting to grips with it. But very interesting from the head of the Royal Navy frigate that happens to be in the Gulf, HMS Montrose. He says things are, as he put it, intense, and that they have had 85 interactions with Iranian forces in less than a month.
That's a lot of interaction. I think this is something everyone's got to be very mindful of, the fact that's going to get worse. Don't tell me it's going to rain at Edgbaston.
It could. The weather here is all over the place at the moment. I mean, I'm speaking to you on a balmy evening in London, but then up north, sort of further north of Edgbaston, further north of Birmingham, they've had floods, torrential rain, 50 millimetres of rain, would you believe, in 4 hours. Edgbaston itself, probably there'll be some rain intervention, but the way they're talking about the bowling attacks and the batting lineup could all be over in 3 days, with or without a bit of weather, don't you think?
No, I don't think that at all, and I'll look forward very much to speaking to you in exactly 24 hours and sticking it right up you, Adam, but that's what we do to each other when the ashes is on.
Absolutely, and we wouldn't have it any other way, would we?
No, we would not. Thank you, mate. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
And now a sports update. Garlow's pies are available in all Coles and IGA stores.